with sport, here's Clay Wilson.
Atamarie. The All Blacks coach Ian Foster says it made sense for Beauden Barrett to start at first five in his 100th test. Barrett has claimed the number 10 jersey ahead of Richie Mo'unga for Sunday's test against Wales in Cardiff. Foster says Barrett has been playing well and running the team for the past couple of months.
We felt he deserved the opportunity, and clearly it's his 100th test, and you know, he's in a really good place to go and sort of celebrate that with a game that really means a lot to him. So it's a big occasion here at Wales, and you know, he's on top of his game, so we're really delighted with that selection.
Barrett starts outside TJ Perenata, while David Havili and Anton Leonard-Brown are in midfield, and Rico Ioane and Will Jordan the wings. Dalton Papali'i, Ethan Blackadder and Adi Savia have been given the nod from a highly competitive loose forward contingent. Meanwhile, New Zealand-born Gareth Anscombe will play at first five for Wales, his first test in 2 years following injury. Former Crusader Johnny McNichol starts at fullback. Veteran lock Alan Wynne-Jones will become the most capped international player for a single country, surpassing Richie McCaw's 148 appearances for the All Blacks. David Warner has returned to form as Australia thumped Sri Lanka by 7 wickets for their second successive win at cricket's T20 World Cup. Warner belted 65 from 42 balls as Australia reached their target of 155 with 3 overs to spare in Dubai. Meanwhile, the Black Caps are hopeful Martin Guptill will play in Monday morning's crucial game against India. The opener suffered a crushing blow to his left toe while batting during New Zealand's 5-wicket loss to Pakistan. Assistant coach Shane Jurgensen says Guptill is making good progress.
Yeah, he copped a good Yorker, so it's pretty damaged, but it looks good. He's walking around fine and having a bit of a joke about it, so that's a good sign. It's hopefully be right for the next game.
The Black Caps have already lost fast bowler Lockheed Ferguson for the tournament to a calf injury. And the International Olympic Committee say they will make a decision as early as possible on whether boxing and weightlifting will be at the Paris 2024 Games. Both sports have been struggling with governance problems, putting their participation in Paris in the balance. Koinana Purongo, Hakinakina.